The game is over. Your Bucks postgame show starts now. Welcome to Bucks Talk. Insight, analysis, and your chance to sound off on the game you just heard. Now to break it all down, here's your host, Justin Garcia.
Not much more to say about the debut of Damian Lillard than number one we have already said, but that you've probably said as well. An incredible performance tonight from Dame. Everything is advertised as he scores 39 points in his Bucks debut. 14 of those 39 come in the fourth quarter, where he goes a perfect 6 of 6 at the free throw line and finishes the game a perfect 17 for 17. Damian Lillard takes over down the stretch and gives the Bucks the true closer that this franchise has lacked for decades. I know Chris Middleton played that role of closer for this team, and this isn't to get into the Giannis versus Chris, which of these two is Batman discussion once again, but the Bucks have never had a player like this. The term closer can oftentimes get overused when we're talking about NBA players hitting big shots, but Damian Lillard is the definition of a closer. He is unlike anything the Bucks have ever had before in terms of a player, a shot taker and maker. He is unlike anything 25 or more other franchises have had before. And tonight we saw exactly why with this incredible performance from Damian Lillard leading the Bucks to victory in their first game of the season. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on our season debut of Bucks Talk, taking your reaction to the Damian Lillard game, his debut here in Milwaukee. And look, got off to a little bit of a slow start. There were some down periods in that third quarter as well. But what Dame did in that second quarter, where he really started to seize control of this game, and then as we stated several times, he took this game by a stranglehold in the final 6 minutes and led the Bucks back to this victory. So Damian Lillard, simply incredible. Your reactions to the Damian Lillard debut tonight, we will take those all show long. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Whether you're listening in Milwaukee or Madison, that's the number to join us. The other thing worth pointing out is we saw tonight a lot of changes for this team. We knew that was going to be the case. It's going to be a different offense. It is going to be a different defense as well. But we saw a lot of smaller differences as well. When you look at how the offense performed in the half court, Damian Lillard's a big part of that success, obviously. But we saw some changes there in how the Bucks were setting things up. Defensively, we knew more of what to expect. We had heard from Adrian Griffin, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to pressure the ball handlers. This isn't going to be the defense that we ran in the past. It's not to say we're never going to play any drop. We saw some zone at times tonight. Brook Lopez is the guy that probably has to make the biggest adjustment. And I think Adrian Griffin said some very interesting things I want to get to in his postgame comments in just a moment. But we saw in the preseason what these changes were going to be. Bucks are going to put opponents at the free throw line a little more than they did last year. They hardly did it. Second fewest free throw attempts by an opponent last year. That was a staple of Mike Budenholzer's defense. We're not going to gamble. We're not going to foul. Has to do with efficiency. Let's not give the opponent free throw attempts. For Adrian Griffin, it's different. And we saw that with Toronto. Those Raptors teams, especially early, they had the personnel to pull it off. I think the fine line the Bucks will probably walk this year is with some of the things they want to do, they may not have the personnel quite yet. But as Adrian Griffin said, look, it's going to be a work in progress. I saw some things tonight I liked. I saw some things we need to work on, but we're going to get better at this. It's the first full game we have played in this scheme, so I expect there to be some learning curves and some bumps. But overall, I'm pleased with what I saw. And you saw what that aggressive defense can do. Led to a lot of free throws, sure, for both teams, for that matter. But it created some turnovers, and it got the Bucks in transition, and that's going to be important because when Giannis is on the floor, Griffin himself said after the game, he's basically unstoppable in transition. And you know who else is a really good transitional offensive player is Damian Lillard. So if you're going to create those opportunities and those turnovers leading to transition, it's going to spike the offense even more. But I did have some offensive takeaways aside from the incredible performance we saw of Damian Lillard. Some defensive things that we noticed as well. Some young guys, Marjon Beauchamp certainly standing out once again. To me, in the second quarter, that's the demo reel you put forward if you're Marjon Beauchamp. And if you're one of those stands that says he needs to start, he needs to play a lot more, I think you point to that second quarter as the reason why. 855-616-1620 is the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. We will take your thoughts on the Damian Lillard debut and get to some of those comments that I mentioned Adrian Griffin made about this defense. I'll tell you what he had to say after this on Bucks Talk.
Bucks Talk.
Lillard. Step back three. On the way. Got it! Damian Lillard. Welcome to the Cream City. Dame time has arrived with 107 to go. Look, I think a lot of people's reactions to most of this game, first and foremost, when we did player introductions at the start of the game, Damian Lillard came out first for the starters, and hearing the reaction that Dame got, Giannis still got a louder reaction, but hearing that Damian Lillard reaction from the crowd was unlike anything I've heard for a single player aside from Giannis in this building. So the crowd was definitely antsy and anticipating seeing Damian Lillard. And I think a large portion of that group, too, was in the, I still can't believe I get to witness this. Like, I hope I'm not waking up from a dream that I'm watching Damian Lillard put on a Bucks jersey and play with Giannis. But it was very real, and it was spectacular tonight. 39 points, 17 of 17 at the free throw line, and 14 points in the fourth quarter, where he turned it into Dame time, leading the Bucks to this victory. Not to get lost in the shuffle, Adrian Griffin. I know he has been the coach for a handful of games, but for all intents and purposes, this was Adrian Griffin's first game as a head coach, and he leaves it with a win. And he only had 16 minutes of Chris Middleton. So I think for both of these teams, they're going to look very different as the season progresses. The Bucks are going to start to figure things out, feel things out a little more on both ends of the floor. Chris Middleton, you're going to get more minutes from him. We've talked about that, I think, ad nauseum. What the Bucks are doing with him now, and you heard some of what Adrian Griffin said, of we got a plan in place. There's no need to run him into the ground first month, first week, first couple months of the season. To 16 minutes, that's where we had him at tonight. We don't want to go from very little minutes to all of a sudden, hey, Chris, you're playing 30 minutes. So I don't have a problem with them taking it slow with Chris Middleton, but that's another area where, look, this team is going to look different. It's going to get better as the season progresses because Chris looked really good in his limited minutes tonight. And if that guy is your tertiary scorer who can still play make, we saw a couple of times, one of them didn't work out where he had a perfect pocket pass for Brook Lopez, just fumbled it off his hands, but you saw Chris's playmaking ability, confidently knocking down some shots that he stepped into as well. If he's your third option, that's a really good third option. And the biggest part is this defense. It is going to be a work in progress, probably for an extended period. There was a couple of instances I do want to point out. We saw it seemed like confusion. Where one trip down the floor, it was Chris Middleton kind of pointing and signaling to Brook Lopez, this is where you need to be. The next trip down the floor, Patrick Mutombo, one of the assistants, got out of his chair, was pacing the sideline, kind of doing the same thing, and pointed to Brook, no, be here, be here. Pulling him further away from where he would typically play a season ago. And that's going to be an adjustment for Brook Lopez, but it's going to be an adjustment for this entire team. And I think Adrian Griffin's message after the game of, defense wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. We did some good things. We did some things that we need to work on. But we're going to get better. I was encouraged by what I saw. I know it's not a great offense, at least not yet, in Philadelphia. He had some great performances, but there's no James Harden. Joel Embiid, he did not look. I'll be careful with how I phrase this, but Joel Embiid looked like this was a continuation of the preseason. Looked like the conditioning may not be there yet. He only played in one preseason game, and that appeared to be an issue for him at times. He was very loose with the ball, and I know we all like to pile on Joel Embiid with some of these types of things, but he seemed to be laboring down the floor quite a bit. So Joel Embiid, next time you play, you figure he's going to look better as well. But all things considered, I left with more encouragement than discouragement of what I saw from this defense. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight. Let's head out to Ripon and talk with Noah. You'll kick things off on the show. What's going on, Noah?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. What do you got?
So I feel like the biggest thing coming into this was knowing Adrian Griffin was a defensive-minded head coach. The biggest thing that I saw was switching Brook Lopez off of Joel Embiid and putting Giannis onto him. I feel like that's something like last year with Bud, you would have never saw that. You would have never saw that defensive switch. It's ride or die with Brook on Joel Embiid. If he beats us, he beats us. If he doesn't, he doesn't. And seeing that defensive switch, I feel like, is a really good thing for the Bucks, because our defense last year, whenever we had always just come down, get beat, and then we would just start losing more. And getting those switches, I feel like it's going to be really beneficial for the Bucks. And then also being able to come down and see young guys like Marjan on defense, being able to stop guys like Coach Griffin said in the postgame show, like Tyrese Maxey is super fast. Like, I feel like that's just going to help us a lot in this year.
Yeah, the Giannis thing was interesting, Noah. I think we talked about it a little bit during the game, but you noticed it for a couple of possessions. I liked it. I don't think it's anything that I would do for an extended period. I like it in the concept of we'll do this as kind of a changeup to throw at them. But you'll run into foul trouble with Giannis. But that, to your point, is the big difference, at least that I saw from this one game, if we're going to compare the two coaches, is Adrian Griffin. It's not even that he's a defensive guy, because Bud really preached defense as well, but Adrian Griffin is willing to make those types of switches and say, look, Giannis, you go take this guy. And I think, look, if we're being fair to Bud, too, part of this is you have Damian Lillard, and that changes what you can ask Giannis to do as well, because Giannis frankly didn't have it tonight offensively. It was not a good game for him. We can talk about some of the shot selection that he had, but overall, it wasn't a great shot selection from Giannis. I did like how he pushed the tempo early, in that he was constantly getting downhill and finding shooters around him, and I think that's the biggest thing he will realize this season is, man, there's even more guys that can not only catch and shoot, but they can make their own shot as well. But aside from that, it wasn't a very good offensive game from Giannis, but when you have Damian Lillard, you can live with those types of games, let Damian Lillard take over some of that offense, and Chris, when he's back to full speed, and Giannis can kind of play defense a little more, and you can get some of those big impact plays, which you still got tonight from him.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I feel like looking at it in terms of, like, Giannis bringing the ball up court, I feel like it's okay to happen. The one thing that I saw from Giannis that I feel like needs to be addressed right away from Griffin is transition or coming up the court and then taking a pull-up three-pointer, coming up the court, taking a pull-up early shot clock, mid-range shot. Like, I guess you want to work on that stuff, but in scenarios where you have guys like Damian Lillard and when Chris Middleton comes back and he's playing more, you have those guys on the perimeter, like, you got to give that over to them, especially when you're only 5-6 seconds into the shot clock.
Yeah, that's it's certainly going to be the thing to monitor as the season progresses. Thanks for the call, Noah, because, look, I think everybody is – you come down on one side of the hill, that it's either, well, I don't care if he's in rhythm, or you're the – Giannis should never take a three-pointer. Some of the looks tonight were tough. I don't care if Giannis walks into a rhythm three. If Giannis is already knocked down one or two, Giannis is doing a heat check three – I don't care what he does in quarters one through three. He took one in the fourth quarter tonight. That's the exact type of shot he has to eliminate. With Damian Lillard, you can look back at the last couple of years and say, well, Giannis has just taken so much on that, you know, he's clearly the best offensive player on this team. And, you know, Bucks fans, too, some of the things that you would point to with Drew Holiday of, well, Celtics fans are in for a rude awakening when they see some of Drew Holiday's offense. Part of that was what you asked him to do, that I think you miscast him. To last year be your second best offensive player, that's just not Drew Holiday, at least not right now. So I think part of what we've seen in the past from Giannis is putting everything on his shoulders, and no disrespect to his teammates, but looking around and saying, well, this has got to be me. And what we saw tonight is it's not going to be instantly that the switch flips. We heard he and Dame say all the right things at media day during training camp and their interviews. And there's clearly some budding chemistry there. It's not fully developed yet. But the big thing is going to be as this season moves on, how much of that does Giannis cede to Damian Lillard? Because we did see it a couple of times tonight. We saw a handful of possessions in that fourth quarter, late in the game after the Bucks had reclaimed the lead, where Giannis gets the ball, looks for Damian Lillard, and has Dame set up the offense and take the ball down the floor. In the past, that's Giannis taking the ball down the floor, going full speed ahead. The offense isn't set up. He's going into a wall. There's a turnover. Any confluence of those events. And down the stretch, we did not see that. So if he continues to do that, and again, it's not to say, look, Giannis, you just don't get to be the guy, because that's not the case. And as Damian Lillard starts to get more and more comfortable, as games like this become more regular, not to say he's going to average 39 points a game, but as Dame gets that level of comfort, it's going to help out Giannis as well. And it's going to continue to change this offense and open up things for everyone when Chris is back. I don't know how you defend all of that. And we saw in the second quarter of this game, when Damian Lillard started to really erupt, the Bucks ran the exact same play four times down the floor. They were just running horns with Brook Lopez and Giannis. When Giannis was out of the game, it was with Brook Lopez and Jay Crowder. And they were running it high, close to the logo, getting Damian Lillard to go downhill. One time he walked into a three. You can choose which side you're going to screen on. He walks into a three. The other times, the other part that has been missing from this offense for years, Damian Lillard just drives and gets to the basket. Adrian Griffin said after the game, he is a triple threat. He can pull up and hit a three. He can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim. And he can score at the free throw line. And we saw all three of those things at a high volume tonight. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. 1-point win against the 76ers. But the story of this game, Damian Lillard's debut, 39 points, and maybe the biggest shot of the game as well, that three-pointer that gave them a 5-point lead with less than a minute remaining. Damian Lillard as good as advertised in his Bucks debut. More of your thoughts after this. You're listening to Bucks Talk.
The Hardwood Homilies continue after this.
Amelie. 39 points tonight from Damian Lillard. 14 of them come in the fourth quarter. Hits the biggest shot of the game. He had a debut for the ages. Bucks franchise record for most points scored in a team debut, 39 tonight. And again, 17 of 17 at the free throw line. One of the biggest components that this offense had been missing for years. Giannis can get there. And look, that's another thing. This isn't a pile-on Giannis night, because I think he would be the first to tell you. It wasn't a great night from Giannis. Had some big defensive plays, got off to a fast start, still got to 23 points and 13 rebounds. A couple of blocks, a couple of steals. You're going to be able to ask Giannis to take on more defensively this year because of Damian Lillard. Now, that is not to say Giannis is going to finish the season averaging 22 points and Dame will be the 30-plus guy. But it's how much Damian Lillard's arrival changes things for this team. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight. Still want to get to some of those comments about the defense. And Marjon Beauchamp, specifically, to me, there is one path to even more minutes for Marjon Beauchamp with this team. And it's what we saw in the second quarter tonight. So we'll get to that as well. But let's go back to the phone lines, talk with our old pal, Southside James. What's going on tonight, James?
Beautiful game, you know. I think that Damian is the piece we've been looking for the last couple of years. When P.J. Tucker left, and that, I think, left a kind of a hole. I mean, I don't know how much of a hole, but we need somebody in there. Sure, we got Holiday in that, and that was good. But I think this Damian Miller is for real, and I think with the free throws coming down the line, when the Bucks sometimes get a little wobbly or whatever it is at the free throw line, this guy seems like he's just Joe Cool. He was just putting that darn thing in there like he belonged and like he was part of the team for the last several years. I mean, he seems like, I don't know, how tall is he?
He's not very tall. I think he's listed at 6'2".
He seemed to make a difference. Like you said, I think Giannis, I think, is we've always waited for Giannis to try to make that shot there towards the end of the game. Well, this guy was just, you know, Joe Cool, and I think he's going to be the playmaker, the game maker, or whatever you want to call it, towards the end of the game there. He's going to be the dagger and shoulder at the piece that we've been missing for a while, and really the person that we can depend on. I hope he stays healthy.
Well, I hope all these guys do, but, you know, the big thing is it's not even just the three-point shooting, some of the clutch shots that he's hit throughout his career, and the deep threes as well. It's his ability to get any shot that he wants. The way that he can create these shots is one thing. But, you know, the other part is we keep mentioning 17 of 17 at the free throw line. He averaged double-digit free throw attempts last year. He averaged just under 9 makes per game. Basically made the same amount of free throws per game as Giannis did while taking about 5 fewer free throws. He can get to the free throw line at a high volume. And last year was a strange year for him. The last couple of years were strange. Obviously, he shared some thoughts on what happened in Portland and especially down the stretch with where they were headed. The year prior to that, he had that adductor issue that cost him basically 2/3 of the season. But when you watch the fourth quarter tonight, Damian Lillard's ability to get to the free throw line is exactly what this team has missed. Because Giannis can do it. But, you know, Giannis, until it gets to be above 75%, it's just not a reliable option. And tonight, 3 of 9 at the free throw line. When you think back to the playoff series against the Miami Heat, you can cook up the perfect defense. You think you have it contained. And not to say the Bucks did that a lot in that series, but you can have everything go your way, and then all of a sudden Jimmy Butler just knows how to get a call and get to the free throw line. We've seen DeMar DeRozan do it against the Bucks. Maybe not in his high profile of moments. Kawhi Leonard, when you think back to that conference final series in 2019, Jimmy Butler in the bubble series as well. Think back to the finals run. Devin Booker would do it to the Bucks. Chris Paul did it to the Bucks. Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving all did it while they were on the floor in that Nets series. The Bucks haven't had that guy that knows, look, I can get to the basket, and I know how to get a whistle. And not only that, I'm going to make the free throws. Like, we're in a drought. We haven't scored. Or the opponent just keeps scoring. We got to stem the tide here. I'll get us some free throws. Damian Lillard is that guy. He plays much bigger than he is. And I think that's the biggest appeal of his game. Like, on the surface, you look at the three-point shooting. You look at Logo Lillard pulling up just beyond midcourt and knocking down those threes. We all remember. I'm speaking for all of you guys, but I would assume we all remember that pull-up three to eliminate the Oklahoma City Thunder from the playoffs. and waves goodbye to Paul George. Like, those are the sexy parts of Damian Lillard's game, but when you just need something, those are the parts that are most appealing to me. How he can score at three levels, how he is a great free throw shooter. I think there was two tonight of those 17 where he even touched rim. Again, we use closer way too much. Damian Lillard is the definition of a closer, and it's what the Bucks have lacked. There's still a lot of work to go here. There's a lot of growth to be made offensively and defensively. But this was a very good win to open up the season with this victory. And Adrian Griffin cautioned before the game, too. Look, I know you're going to look at this and you're going to say, well, there's no James Harden. You should win the game. It's a very good team. And I know they have a very good coach. They're going to be ready. So this is going to be tough, with or without James Harden. You had the reigning MVP. You had Tyrese Maxey, who's a guy that, same way we talked about Tyler Hero a couple of years ago, Tyrese Maxey is in that conversation now, of one of the young guys that's starting to ascend. Tobias Harris, we know, can score. So there's still talent on this team. And coming into this game, I frankly thought the Bucks were going to lose this game. Because it's a new coach, and I know the Philadelphia 76ers have the same thing. But there's a lot of changes. Not only your system, you got to incorporate Damian Lillard. You have a new two-guard as well, which you're asking a lot of defensively. You're asking a lot of for the entire group defensively with no Drew Holiday. And you're playing an entirely different team defense and offense. So all of those things, and the fact that, look, as Adrian Griffin cautioned, don't look past this opponent. Don't just look at the headlines and say there's no James Harden, we should win this game. That was my fear. Winning a game like this, I know it's October, it's early, but winning a game like this and showing, hey, we can do this, is a big step forward. And didn't it just feel different to everybody watching the game, to everybody listening? Did it not just feel different this time, knowing we got Damian Lillard on our side? We got a guy that has hit some of the biggest shots in the history of this league. We have a guy that is a bona fide closer. We have a guy that has his own phrase of Dame time. That guy's on our side. For years, we looked for, well, Chris can do it. Maybe we're asking a little too much of Chris. Giannis doesn't have that mid-range game. Damian Lillard can get a shot from wherever he wants. So when you got to that three-minute mark, and you looked at the score, and you saw, all right, it's still close. It's just a two-possession game. And then the Heat, getting ahead of ourselves here, the Sixers kept crawling back, got down to two. Knowing you have Damian Lillard on your side changed your outlook, and I'm sure if it did it for us, it did it for the players on the floor as well. 855-616-1620. The number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk again. A big debut for Damian Lillard, dropping 39 points. Most points scored by a Bucks player in their team debut. Let's take one more call here. Mike in Shorewood, you're up next.
Hey, what's going on? What an impressive debut tonight for Dame. And just, he's so incredibly clutch, and I love that the Bucks landed him, because now all the pressure really doesn't have go through Giannis there in close, tight-knit games, even though Middleton can be that guy, and he's shown it through that title run a couple years ago. I think with Dame, his range is so unlimited, it really keeps defenses off their edges, where they really got to be, you know, they got to take him right once he gets past the half-court line there, and that's going to leave more open lanes for Giannis and Middleton and even Lopez to slash to the rim. And another thing is, he's one of the best free-throw shooters in the league. So in close, tight-knit games, you don't have to worry about him. You can just have him the ball, and, you know, that's been kind of the key seal for the Bucks, missing those free throws, and you don't have to worry about that with him. So just incredible. He really brought the house down at Pfizer tonight, and I know the Sixers didn't have Harden. I think they're better off without him. He's kind of a cancer to me. I think they're better off having Maxey. You've shown Maxey to be that guy. He can be that sidekick to Embiid. I think they're most more efficient, but a guy like Oubre, he really went off. I don't really expect much from him. He can do that in short spurts, but tonight he was unreal. Overall, though, I thought the Bucks tough test opening night really called for the challenge, even when the Sixers really cut into that lead and took the lead there late in the fourth quarter. And Dame just showing why he's that Logo Lillard. He can hit from anywhere on the floor. And it's going to be fun to watch, man. And a lot of people are projecting that Bucks Celtics Eastern Conference final. I'm not going to go that far because, as we've seen last year, anything can happen. But the one thing I hated was seeing Jrue Holiday go to a Boston. I think that's a hell of a pickup for them. So I think these two are the two Titans. And I hope Bucks are going to be battling for that one spot because you're going to need it because the East is going to be a bear this season. So great start, exciting. And I can't wait to watch how this season plays out. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Yeah, Damian Lillard, simply incredible tonight. Not only 14 points in the fourth quarter, 39 points. He scored the last 11 points for the Bucks. Again, when we say closer, and as much as that can be overused, Giannis put the Bucks up three at 107-104. Damian Lillard took over from there, scoring the next 11 points, the final 11 points for the Bucks. So you couldn't have asked for any more from Damian Lillard in his Bucks debut. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight. Got a handful of calls we will get to after this on Bucks Talk. Damian Lillard scores 39 points tonight in his Bucks debut, and the Bucks beat the Sixers 118-117. An incredible performance from Dame in this one. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Dylan in Milwaukee. You're up next.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I think when you talk about, like, who's getting the ball and who's putting up the points for the game, I think you have to, like, look at how the Sixers and the Celtics and how all those teams have been constructed to stop Giannis. I mean, Damian Lillard came late in the off season, and they didn't really have any time to adjust. I know the Celtics picked up Holiday, but they've been built to stop Giannis. And now we have our answer in Lillard, and I think that that's just an amazing thing, and it gives us a lot more versatility. So I think the points are going to come for Giannis, so I really wouldn't worry about him. He's obviously like the last person I'm going to worry about. And then just two things about like the schematics. I really enjoyed how the Bucks ran that horn set in the end of the first half without Giannis in the lineup. It was Crowder and Lopez. I think that presents a lot of real interesting problems for the opposition. I mean, pulling two bigs out of the paint and then just letting Dame, you know, use his feel off the dribble to kind of force space and whatnot. And finally, I was really impressed with some of the timely defensive stops. I understand having a new system is really important and it's going to take time, but I thought when it came down to it, Beasley made some timely stops. I thought him and Brooke with those interchanges on those Maxey and Embiid screens were a little tricky, but I thought when it came down to it in the fourth quarter, they handled it pretty well. So I think from, you know, game one, you got what you really wanted from these guys. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I was very impressed with Malik Beasley in the first quarter with what he was able to do. Staying in front of Tyrese Maxey, it looked like Tyrese Maxey was just kind of feeling things out, but Malik Beasley was fine. And I think that's been our approach coming into the season is we're not asking you to be Jrue Holiday. If you can just be fine, be an adequate defender, that could go a long way in making Malik Beasley an X factor because we know he has the ability to score and to shoot the basketball. Now, you only saw one of those tonight, just took 1-3, finished with 5 points, but he has the size to be your typical 3-and-D guy. So if he can hold up in some of those, Tyrese Maxey, probably not a great matchup for him. I'm going to be very interesting to see Monday night when Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat come to town, and Tyler Hero for that matter. But I was very pleased with what I saw early from Malik Beasley defensively. And then look, Marjon Beauchamp, it's taken us too long to get to him. Marjon Beauchamp was fantastic tonight. And if Marjon Beauchamp is going to play like that, it is going to be hard to hold him off the floor. Because the one thing I'll point out is this. We can enter the season with this preconceived notion of here's what your rotation is, here's what your depth chart is. But keep in mind, you're viewing that under the lens of here's what it was the last 5 years. Here's how the previous coaching staff viewed it. It's a new staff. And we heard from Adrian Griffin, young guys are going to play. Now, we didn't see anybody besides Marjon tonight. But Marjon Beauchamp was incredible in that second quarter. So I tracked Tyrese Maxey started to heat up. He scored 7 points in the first minute, 50 seconds of that second quarter. And Adrian Griffin made the change and brought in Marjon Beauchamp. From that point until very late into the second quarter, Marjon Beauchamp took Tyrese Maxey, and Tyrese Maxey did not score until he got a free throw and a foul against Beauchamp, and then Beauchamp was switched off of him. I thought Marjon Beauchamp was terrific tonight. 855-616-1620, the number to join us. Dick in Port Washington. What's going on tonight, Dick?
Hey, how you doing? I really thought I'd have a different conversation with you tonight earlier in the early fall and that, because I thought Giannis was going to be gone. But what a job Horace has done. I think if anyone has any doubts about Giannis, just listen to his presser and read it and think about what he said. He's not going anywhere. I just got a couple comments before I take umbrage with what you said the other night about Boston being a little bit better than us. But I think tonight, one of the things that impressed me the most is that what a difference we played tonight versus the preseason. I think it was just they turned it on. Damian, yeah, in particular. And I think that his rotations tonight were remarkable. I never would have thought we'd see that. But let me get to where I want to argue with you, because that's when I have my most fun. The other night in one of the pregame or preseason games, you were saying that Boston give them the nod. Well, I look at it this way. We have four pluses and two minuses. They have four minuses and two pluses with personnel, okay? Robin didn't play tonight, but he's a better center backup than what we've had versus last year. Beasley is better than Grayson Allen. I think overall we're at the worst the same. Damian, you don't have to say anything about that. He's going to be the guy. And then our backup point guard is certainly better than Javon Carter. He's got more experience. Javon always disappeared in the postseason. As far as Boston, yeah, they gained Porzingis, but he's going to be hurt somewhat, and they gained Drew Holiday. But I want to point out something, and I can say this now because my wife is in bed sleeping because she just loved Drew Holiday. But besides of Giannis's injury, why did we lose to Miami? Drew could not guard Jimmy Butler. Okay, and they've lost four guys, okay? Malcolm Brogdon, steady influence, okay? The two Williams, my God, they gave up two guys. And then Smart. You know, I think they've had minuses. I think we're a better team than Boston just on what happened with player decisions this year.
So
what do you say?
So my thing is, I don't disagree with what you said in that I think if I'm looking at it as a Bucks fan, who are the two guys that defended Giannis best on the Celtics?
The two Williams.
Well, I guess three then, because I would throw Marcus Smart in there too, because he would take Giannis at times, and for whatever reason, yeah, if you can defend up, smaller guys have given Giannis some problems. So I don't love how they're going to defend Giannis going forward. My concern was always, I also don't love how the Bucks are going to defend their perimeter. But if this team keeps getting better offensively, which we think they will, Damian Lillard could be the ultimate X factor that just changes everything. Because as good as the Bucks defense was, their problem the last couple of years was when you're not scoring. In that series against the Celtics, injuries were a big part of it. But when you're not scoring, it can be so deflating, too, when you're not getting the ball in the basket. You're getting these stops but not scoring, that sooner or later you just can't keep holding on. And we would see it was the next shot that was made would usually prove to be what would seal it, and that was always coming from the Celtics. So my big hesitation is, look, I think the Bucks are going to have a hard time defending the Celtics perimeter, but I also have to push back when, and I would assume you would agree, when we hear people say, well, the Celtics are the deepest team. Like, their two-way depth.
No way.
Their two-way depth is deeper than the Bucks. I will grant you that. But they are not a deeper team than the Bucks.
Yeah. And Matt, I mean, you know, one of the things that I noticed the other night when I watched the Celtics game, the one guard seemed to really bulk up this year. I my mind is slipping. Can't think of his name for the Celtics.
Derek White?
Who?
Derek White.
Right. He bulked up. I mean, he must have put on 15, 20 pounds and muscled up. He looked a lot different than he did last year, but he also looked slower than last year to me. And I think you can gain strength, but you lose finesse. And I'm wondering about that. I just don't see – I think we're deeper. And we're deeper – And not just because of Damian being here, but what we expect of guys. They don't have to. I mean, Chris, I mean, think of this tonight. I mean, he had, what, 16
minutes, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And they're going to work him in. Yeah. Now, the veracity of the Bucks and the information they always give us, i.e. Brook Lopez, I mean, apparently they're trying to work him in slowly, and that's great. But I still don't get why Giannis is still trying to take threes. You know, I guess once in a while I wonder when he sees Joel making threes and think, well, I can do that. Well, no, you can't do that. That experiment's over. You're not going to improve. And what was weird to me tonight, another thing too, in the preseason when Giannis got to the free throw line, he got the ball, one dribble, shot. Now tonight, I'm starting to see this two, three dribbles, thinking about it. He was better at free throw shooting in the preseason. I don't get it.
Yeah, and look, I mean, at some point, you just are what you are. That, you know, as we keep saying, well, man, if he could get to 70%, the more sample size we have that shows 60% as a free throw shooter, you just kind of have to accept that's what it's going to be.
Yeah. I should get offline. I just got one other question for you here, and then I'm getting offline. How's your buddy in Indiana doing? Is he starting this year?
Is which one?
In Indiana.
Oh.
The guy we I'm just pointing out some stuff. I mean, I can't remember his name. I'm sure you.
Yeah, you know his name. Look, they expect big things from him this year. He's going to play a lot. I'm curious to see how that goes.
Yeah, we expected big things of him too, and all we got is a lot of shots and no defense. I can't remember his name, but
6 minutes and 5 points
Thanks for taking my call, Jason.
We'll see you later, Dick.
Yeah, bye.
All right, let's squeeze in one more call here. Will I Am in Milwaukee.
Listen, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm not going to kind of beat around the bush about Jordan Nora. That's 5 years ago. Listen, tonight's game felt like an NBA playoffs game. I wanted to ask you, the atmosphere, just seeing the fans actually engaged. A lot of times when you go to the games, you see a lot of crowd just sitting. At that 3-minute mark at the fourth quarter, everyone around me was standing, jumping. Again, this is when they were down, up, down. And to see our coach have great rotations and allow the players to do what they do instead of forcing and, you know, everyone came ready, Justin. Everyone came ready for this game. And even though there were a little struggles, we did get physically mauled, I will say. This is a very physical game. For us to just create the space at the end of the game with our new closer, oh, man, you cannot beat that. The step back, the money, again, no shaming Drew Holiday, but it just shows the level of what a real all-star can do at that position. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and look, the Bucks were physical too. I mean, I know your point is both teams, and I think that's how they're going to play this year, that they're going to utilize their size and say, look, what we may lack in terms of perimeter defense, and may, because I know it's one game, but I was really impressed with what Marjon Beauchamp with what Marjon Beauchamp gave us in those small samples against Tyrese Maxey. So to me, I'm very interested to see what Marjon Beauchamp can do through this weekend, if he can keep building minutes. And you think about some matchups like Jimmy Butler that you'll have on Monday. And same for Malik Beasley. I thought the defense, all things considered, was good for what you would expect tonight. It's not to say they're going to be a very good defense all season, but for your first game, I thought they were good.
I agree with you, man. That defense, I also want to say that the new coaching in the building shows the intensity was up, the aggression was up on both ends. The ability to kind of, you know, I felt last year we were kind of lackadaisical at times, but this year it feels like, you know, we threw the basketball in the neighbor's yard and that dog is going to bite us. You know, that's how I feel about our defense. And I want to say one more point that's a stretch. If Marjon, because I'm so impressed with his development and his ability to rock the rim and also play defense and improve, he reminds me of a 2002 Tracy McGrady type with his moves, his offensive ability, his ability to play defense, his ability to score. I am so happy we are finally playing him, and he is able to just light it up. I'm so proud of Coach Griff, so proud of the team, and guess what, Justin? It's Dame time, baby. Thanks for taking my call, man. Love it.
Certainly is. Thanks for the call, Will. We got a couple of more calls to get to. We will get to those after this, but it was Dame time earlier tonight. 39 points from Damian Lillard in his Bucks debut as the Bucks beat the 76ers to open up the season. More after this on Bucks Talk.
It's time! It's
Dame. Yeah, Damian Lillard, the story of tonight, 39 points, 17 of 17 at the free throw line, and the Bucks open up the season with a victory. Everything Damian Lillard gave you tonight, it was everything you could imagine. As good as advertised for Damian Lillard in his Bucks debut. Let's head back to the phones and talk with Justin in North Carolina. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, man? So, man, shout out to Dick. Knew he was going to throw a little shade at our guy Jordan, but, you know, that's coming from Dick, so it is what it is, and that gave me a little chuckle, man. But, man, Dame is just that guy. And that's just amazing, everything that he brought to us, and no disrespect to anybody that came before him, but he may be the best point guard we've ever seen in Milwaukee since Oscar Robertson. Hot take, yep. Beginning of the year, already super excited about it. And no disrespect, and I don't even want to mention Drew, because I feel like that's unfair to compare Drew to this guy because they're completely different players. It's like comparing Tyrese Maxey to Brook Lopez. Completely different guy, right? But I'm just excited for what Drew gave us, but I'm even more excited for what Dame is going to bring us. And Dame time was relevant tonight. Now, one thing I really wanted to point out was our front office, but especially Coach Griff, though. He really outcoached his mentor, Nick Nurse, tonight. I felt like Nurse had this thing, and they talked about it during the broadcast, of he plays his star players longer than other players, and I think that cost him at the end of the game. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, I'm curious to see how this group looks in Philadelphia overall because of what we had seen from Nick Nurse in the past with Toronto and how he would play his players. It doesn't seem like on paper that would be a great fit in Philly. So I'm curious to see how this progresses. And my big takeaway for the Sixers tonight was I know he only played in one preseason game, but Joel Embiid just did not look in game shape tonight. And I know everybody likes to pile on and make that joke throughout the season, but early in this game, he was loose with the ball. He looked like he was winded quite a bit. And it just looked like, man, they're catching Joel Embiid at the right time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Joel Embiid looked absolutely gassed, and that's what I was kind of getting at with Nurse. Like, you got to understand where your team is. You can't play that guy 45, 35 minutes in his first game. That's why I love the staggering that Griff did with us tonight, man. I thought that was key. I thought Nurse had a bonehead move with the challenge. Unless you're 95% sure you're going to win that challenge, you don't make that challenge at the end of the game, and that cost him as well.
Yeah.
Would it have changed the game? I don't know, but it'll give you a better shot to win. And Griff is, I think Griff's going to be a good fit for us. I really love how our fans brought it, but I did want to leave you with one last thing, Justin, and I feel like this Philadelphia 76ers team is a lot better than what us Bucks fans assumed them to be before tip-off. And this was a good win. This was a great tone-setting win for the season, and it's a great way to start. I mean, it's a lot better to be 1-0 than it is 0-1, right?
That was my takeaway, too, is I wasn't too sure what to make of Philadelphia, and I think everybody was kind of piling on of, well, Philly's going to take a big step backward. And for that reason, you almost wanted to say, well, if everybody thinks that, it probably won't. So I came into this not knowing what to expect, but Tyrese Maxey looked really good last year, and now if there's no James Harden, he has a clear path to continue to rapidly develop. I would assume they're going to get something for James Harden, right? Like, the conversations of those talks have died down or ended between the 76ers and the Clippers. It kind of feels like, similar to the Dame trade, we're all assuming Dame would end up in Miami, and all of a sudden here he is in Milwaukee. It kind of seems like somebody is going to get out of the gate slow and struggle, and then they'll approach the Sixers about a trade for James Harden, and he'll get dealt at some point here. But look, from what I saw from this team, D'Anthony Melton is a great 3-and-D player. Kelly Oubre is kind of empty calories that you'll get with him a lot of times, so he'll look great one game. You can't really trust him in late-game situations. But it's still a decent team that they have, and if they can get more pieces, even if it's just bringing in rotational depth in the James Harden trade at this point, I'm not convinced this team won't finish third in the East.
Yes, it's going to be interesting, and we'll see what happens with this Clippers and Sixers thing. I know one thing about not to derail everything from the Bucks, because we're obviously Bucks focused, but we're also championship focused as well. The Clippers are in talks with Portland for Brogdon too, so something's going to have to shake at some point here. I mean, but my main thing, as long as we keep going, and Chris is going to get nothing but better, which means his team is going to get nothing but better, we're in a great spot right now, man, and I just hope it just keeps trending in that direction, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you hopefully Sunday night after we beat the Hawks.
Well, let's hope. Good to hear from you, Justin.
Take care, buddy.
1-point win tonight in the debut of Damian Lillard, a debut, by the way, where he did nothing but score 39 points, a new Bucks record for points scored in a debut. 14 of them in the fourth quarter. The final 11 points of the game for the Bucks, and 17 of 17 from the free throw line. It was, in fact, Dame time earlier tonight. We'll wrap up the show after this. It's Bucks Talk. After a 1-0 start here in the debut of Damian Lillard, we'll close things up next.
This one's for you. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever.
Bucks open up the season with a win. 118-117. Damian Lillard, the story of tonight's game. He scores 39 points, scores the final 11 points for the Bucks. 14 come in the fourth quarter, 17 of 17 at the free throw line. He takes over down the stretch. Adrian Griffin gets his first win as the head coach of the team, and the Bucks have already put out video of Griff celebrating with the players in the locker room after the win. Marjon Beauchamp showed you some nice things tonight. Chris Middleton only played 16 minutes, but I thought he looked very good in those 16 minutes. And Malik Beasley, was perfectly fine defensively. There's a lot of positives to take from tonight's game. It's only game one. They're only going to get better. But it's hard to imagine a better start than this and what we saw from Damian Lillard. It's a three-game homestand. Next game is going to be Sunday night when the Bucks welcome the Atlanta Hawks to town. Should be another fun one. And should be interesting to watch some of those names that we already mentioned. Malik Beasley, Marjon Beauchamp, Pat Connaughton, and some of the wing players defending those guys in the backcourt of the Atlanta Hawks. DeJounte Murray, Trae Young, even guys like Jalen Johnson, a Wisconsin native here, that the Atlanta Hawks can throw out there. So it should be a fun one. Sunday night, 6 o'clock tip-off, 5:30 is when our coverage will begin on the Bucks Radio Network. And as always, we will have Bucks Talk to take your reaction immediately after the game. My thanks to everybody for tuning in and calling in tonight. Tommy Wirtz for producing the program. We will talk to you Sunday night with more Bucks Talk.